Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Jim Rogers will be here, plus on the Power Punter panel, Dan Hart, Adam Stryker, and Warren Hardy. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Jim Rogers. He is the president and CEO and owner of Intermountain West Media, upon which this station airs its TV broadcast. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Oh, I love to be here, Sam. I never know what's going to happen.
Well, let's start out with Newt Gingrich coming out of South Carolina.
Well, you know, I spend a lot of time. I think I spend 5 hours a day watching news. I even watch Fox, but I'm not one of their great admirers. But I'm shocked and surprised, and you realize, I think the division, the tremendous division in the American people, and then there are subdivisions from that. I think that the Republican Party is not one cohesive party anymore. You know, I'm giving you my firm grasp of the obvious view on that, which bothers me. And so, you know, as you've watched him go up and down and you've seen how aggressive he's become, I think that aggressiveness really represents the frustration of an awful lot of Americans. So I'm not surprised.
What did you think about his attack on John King of CNN, the debate, for asking him a question about his previous marriage?
Well, you know, John wasn't prepared for it, was he?
He wasn't.
He wasn't.
All.
It just shocked him, and I was watching it at the time that it took place. But, you know, I think that Newt was right on that, to the extent that that's not the most important issue. He's 3 or 4 years old, and let's get on with the things that really affect all of our lives. And his past relationship with his 2 or 3 wives, I'm not sure that's relevant at all. And so maybe the question is a legitimate question somewhere down the line. But I think to set the tone of the whole interview or the debate, with that question was improper, and I think that the crowd reacted properly to it, and I think Newt reacted. Now, there's no question in my mind that Newt knew that was going to be the first, second, or third question, and he was loaded for bear, but he shot him full of holes.
Yes, he did, and it was an excellent job. Let's talk about UMC. You've been involved to a degree with that facility. Where does it sit right now?
Well, you know, originally Rory Reed asked me to get involved to do an analysis of UMC, and I came to the conclusion, which I think everybody had concluded, that the Board of County Commissioners simply is not competent, either by training, education, or experience, or time-wise, to run a hospital, which is an unbelievably complicated venture. So it was my job to get in there and say, how do we give the or have the county commission retain authority to look at things, but get them off the backs of the daily operation. So my suggestion was that they form a board, and that over a period of time they look at separating that board from the commission, other than the board once a month or once every 6 months, reporting that these are the things we've done, this is the bottom line, this is what works. Tony Marlin is a brilliant guy, you know that, and he's the chairman of that board. All the members that I know, and I think I know all of them, are very competent people who are very interested in UMC, because my God, for the 60 years I've been here, I can't remember when UMC didn't have terrible, terrible problems. So I think that governance board is going to be very important. One of the members of that board was in my office this morning talking about that and how good he felt about the functioning board and what a good job Tony had done, and the other members in the support, and the support also from the county commission, because if they say no, it's over. So I'm pleased about that. He also talked to me about the medical school and UMC's relationship with the dean of the medical school. And, you know, for a period of time, I had a great deal of difficulty with the operation of the medical school in Southern Nevada. And the dean and I finally, I think, came to an agreement. I really like the man now. I think he's genuine. I think he's honest. I think that he sees the state as one state. And I believe that he'll develop that joint venture with UMC, and it's going to take a medical school working with UMC for it eventually to be successful at all. And I think they're on the way.
You know, and I think you raise a very important point here, which is that even though you can sometimes be strident in your comments, you're willing to change your mind given new evidence.
Well, you know, I try to. And the dean and I started out very rocky because I was concerned. One of the recommendations that I had made on the joint venture between the county and the medical school was that the dean had to live here. And all at once he showed up saying, no, I'm going to live in Reno. And from past experience, I found that once they lived in Reno, they never came down here. And the problems are different. And they're much greater because the losses at UMC are just fantastic. Not because it's poorly operated, but because they do $250 million a year that they don't get any money back from. So I thought that it was essential that he become involved with the medical community. He has. We've met on several occasions. In fact, I interviewed him on my show for a whole week. The fellow who was in this morning to talk to me said he's very pleased with the dean. So I'm pleased with the dean, and I think everything is going forward. This fellow is from one of the great medical schools in this country, which is the University of Michigan. And as a general practitioner, he sees all of the practice of medicine rather than being an oncologist or heart man. So I'm very pleased. I think he's creative. I think that he's very sound. I think that he and the county commission will get along very well. And I think from what I've seen, it's 2 years now since I did the survey, I think it'll really move forward and do very well.
We've got about 30 seconds left in this segment. Do you think that there's any time where UMC might become a private hospital?
Well, you know, I think that's a long way off. I don't see that it's essential if the county commission will let it operate as a hospital and stay the hell out of the business. And I think that of the county commission members that I know that I've talked with, I think they're all in a mood to let's get rid of this thing, at least from a management standpoint. Let somebody who understands that sort of an operation operate it, and we'll take a look at the financials once a year, once a month, or whatever. So I think it's got great potential, and I don't see it going private.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Rogers when we come back.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community.
Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Rogers. He's the president and CEO and owner of Intermountain West Media. I know that you've built a bit of a relationship with Chuck Muth, and I know that you guys don't agree on everything. Well, maybe nothing, but you have a relationship with him. And he put out an interesting thing on terms of debates. And if you're going to have a debate on foreign policy, he said instead of the major TV networks putting up the moderators, why not have John Bolton ask questions on foreign policy? If you want to talk about the Second Amendment, have Wayne LaPierre. If you want to talk about taxes, have Grover Norquist. What do you think about that idea? That would bring something to the table, wouldn't it?
Well, I think the concept is very sound. I would support it. Except that I think the particulars when he gets to Grover Norquist, I'm not sure I'd buy that one. But the general concept that you really ought to have experts asking the questions, because somebody who's astute, very knowledgeable, can bury an examiner very quickly. And Newt can do that. He's so smart that he can get you out in the deep water and pull you under. And with these people that are the experts, he couldn't do that. Nor could any of the other. Obama couldn't do the same thing. So I'd be very pleased about that. And Chuck and I, it's funny because we have a nice, calm, friendly relationship. I'm on Twitter and he forwards the tweets or whatever you do there. I interviewed him one day, very friendly. And it's nice, I'll tell you something, Sam, it's nice to be able to talk to somebody without having to attack them or belittle them or call them names. It's just really nice. I like that back and forth, like you and I like it back and forth. We don't have to agree on anything, except we need to agree that we'll be civil.
Absolutely. What is astonishing to me, and this just came up at the beginning of January, is that the Supreme Court is back talking about TV decency on something that happened on NYPD Blue, what, in the 70s? Where somebody's bare buttocks were shown for 10 seconds?
Well, you know, on those issues, I'm a flaming liberal. I'm a flaming liberal. I think that if you don't like it, turn off the TV set. Now, some people will say, well, I'm a captive. I'm there watching it, and I'm not expecting this to happen, and it pops out. Well, there are lots of unpleasant things that happen to each of us every day. I don't like messing with free speech. Because once you start it, you don't know where to stop it. And once you can't stop it, then it stops when there is no free speech at all. That frightens me. So I know there have been objections to, I think NBC had a programming on Playboy or something of that sort. I never saw it.
And but the Janet Jackson fiasco.
Yeah, and then they got, it was so big deal, you know, and you say, well, she shouldn't have done it, or it was in bad taste, but let's move on.
Isn't it so outdated that, you know, over the past 30 years, the landscape for broadcasting cable satellite has changed so dramatically. We no longer have three networks. We have hundreds of networks, and yet these rules only apply to people like yourself who are an actual broadcaster, who broadcasts over the air.
Well, you know, I hear what you're saying. I frankly don't feel picked on. I really don't. I think that anything that the type of programming that we have, and we choose that, it's not chosen for us. We choose that programming because that is our niche. I think if we wanted to pick some other type of programming, maybe I would be offended because they wouldn't let me play it, but I'm not troubled by that at all. I really am not. I think that we need self-restraint. But I don't want the government telling me what shows should be on my station or what should be said on the station. That's something that we will talk about amongst ourselves and say, we don't want you talking about, not about this subject, but we don't want you talking this way about that subject.
What do you think about the federal government's idea of taking away the broadcast spectrum from TV stations or voluntarily taking it away but charging large amounts of money for somebody to keep their license who didn't voluntarily give it up for the expansion of services like phones, etc.?
Well, you know, I've got to be against that. It damn near puts me out of business. I don't know where the evolution of that situation is going to be. I don't like it. I'm not comfortable with it. But at the same time, that's part of the economy. And I have never thought that our future was in being able to say we've got one of five licenses. I thought that our future, whether you've got a private license or a public license, they all compete amongst each other. I've always thought that our future was in doing the best local news programming. So as you watch our station over the next few years, we will eliminate a lot of our paid a lot of our syndicated programming. For example, on March 5th, we will no longer run Judge Judy in Las Vegas. We've got this new program that we're running where we have a liberal on one side and a conservative on the other beating up on each other every day. That program is being developed at the noon show, and it will go in at 4:30 to take the place of Judge Judy. And then I'm hoping that I really like to get rid of Days of Our Lives. I'm sure I'll get some phone calls about that, because I believe that our key and our ability is we can't compete with the cable companies on what they do, but they can't compete with us on local news like your show. And I think that's our future, and I'm not overly threatened by the fact that I may have this kind of license or that kind of license. I think it's the product that you put out that counts.
And that's where we have to leave it, sir. Thank you so much, always, for taking the time.
Thank you,
sir. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream, and always remember, press on.
With all the uncertainty around healthcare, if you don't have health insurance through your work, now is a good time to find an individual plan that makes sense for your needs and budget from a name you can trust, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For example, Kristen just started her own business.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield helped me compare plans, and my personal doctor was in their large network. And when I needed surgery later, I didn't worry about my savings or my bottom line.
Or take George, who retired early and chose a plan that covers prescriptions.
I had a little health scare recently. My doctor ran some tests and changed my prescription. And now, I'm back in the game.
With Caitlin's busy life, she needed coverage she could count on with preventive care.
Because with kids, you never know what will happen.
If you're looking for individual health coverage that makes sense, join all the people who depend on Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
For a free rate quote, contact your local agent. Call 1-866-771-0119 or visit us online at anthemforme.com.
It's the Super Sale at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. You won't believe the incredible selection of great-looking Lazy Boy furniture now at super low prices. Like all these tempting recliners at this unbeatable value. And your choice of sofa styles for this spectacular price. With more amazing deals throughout the store, plus special financing available. For a super selection at super savings you won't find anywhere else, don't miss the Super Sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue on with our, seems like semi-permanent pundit panel here, of Dan Hart, the Democratic political consultant, Warren Hardy, principal with Hardy Consulting, and Adam Stryker, the Nevada State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Just a week or so ago, we saw Harry Reid on Meet the Press. That's the first major interview for a broadcaster, at least, that he's granted in quite a while. And the main thing that came out of it was that he accused the GOP of pursuing obstructionism on steroids. What was the whole message and the reason why Senator Reid would put himself out there? It's rare that he does that.
Well, I think it was time. I think he wanted to define what was going on in Washington in his terms. I think he did, by the way, as an aside, I think he did a fine job. I think he did.
Better than on The Daily Show.
Well, that's true. That's true. I think he wanted to define the battle going forward and what's at stake and what he sees as, you know, each side's position. I'm sure he's not happy with being branded as, you know, the Senate being branded as a do-nothing organization and he's, I think, trying to explain, because of the rules of the Senate, it's very difficult to get things done unless you have 60 votes, and he doesn't have 60 votes. So I think it was definitional.
Adam.
Well, look, this year is a big year for the Senate as well as the White House, and so Harry Reid is going to be out there championing all of his causes, and he won a decisive victory last time around, and he wants to maintain his majority leader position, so he's going to be out there trying to sell the Senate Republican or Senate Democratic leadership.
You know, it's interesting, I mean, because really, and he pointed this out, that the last Congress has gotten a lot accomplished despite what's really out there as rhetoric.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, in reality, because of the conflict that's been going on there for some time, because of the aggressive agenda that the president has put forward, I think there's more, you know, stalemate than usual. But I don't think it's that unusual for an election year, going into an election year, when you have a split House of Congress. I mean, it's pretty tough to get an agenda through. And I think the aggressiveness, and you can argue about whether or not that's good or not, but how aggressive the president has been on things in the last 3 years, at least his agenda, has something to do with it as well.
You know, it's very interesting that President Obama has essentially the same team that supported Senator Reid in terms of planning background, advertising agency, focus groups, pollsters. What do you think is going on in those back rooms right now as they watch these debates?
Oh, I think they're very happy. I think it would be hard for them to be happier. The longer this thing, I mean, the conventional wisdom is the longer the Republican nominating process goes along, the better the Democrats like it, the less that there is certainty on a candidate, and the less that time that candidate has to engage the president, and the president can be presidential and do what he does and campaign against or for his own programs, as opposed to being attacked by the other side.
There are still a lot of Republicans that are saying that they wish they had another candidate. Do you think that there's any chance that by the time we get to the convention, we could see somebody else having their name put forward?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. You saw Rick Perry step out and endorse Mitt Romney. You've seen a number of other individuals step back and endorse specific candidates. And there's a bench of some very strong candidates, you know, Marco Rubio in Florida, Chris Christie, you know the names that everybody would talk about. But I think they're all going to sit on the sidelines on this one and let them fight it out.
And the bottom line is that it's very difficult to unseat a sitting president.
It is, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, first of all, with regard to the nomination process that Dan talked about, I don't think it's a bad thing for Republicans. I get that spin on the Democratic side. That's what I would say, and I think there's some legitimacy to it. But on the other side of it, it doesn't hurt to vet your candidate over long. These issues, if we don't think the Obama administration is going to bring up these issues, so to the extent that you can get the issues out there, that you can answer the questions, the better. But there's no question that President Obama is the favorite in this. This is going to be a difficult task. People think because his approval rating is about where Ronald Reagan's was after his 3 years. So if you think you're going to lose on the approval rating alone, you're probably barking up the wrong tree. This is going to be a tough battle, and he's not to be underestimated.
I go back to your original question, which is, could somebody else come out? Well, if Mitt Romney wins Florida, he wins Nevada, he wins a couple going forward, I think you're absolutely right. But what if Newt Gingrich wins Florida? What if he comes from behind and Nevada has strong showing? What if the more strength he shows, the more potential, the likelihood of something like that happens? Joe Scarborough said on Meet the Press Sunday after the debate, Newt Gingrich couldn't carry a swing state, if it was built of feathers. He's a tough sell for the his negatives are just enormous. I mean, they're twice what his positives are. So I think that the more traction Newt gets, the more prospect for somebody else to come out in the Republican Party.
I think it's clear that the president would like to face Newt Gingrich. I think that the problem that Dan identifies is absolutely right. He's going to have a very difficult time attracting independents, where Mitt Romney would have the candidates that are left. Mitt Romney would clearly have the best opportunity at that. And once he's solidified as the candidate, the Republican Party will fall into place. The Republicans are going to support the Republican, Democrats are going to support the Democrat. It's going to come down to independents.
You remember when Ronald Reagan said, Mr. So-and-so, I paid for this microphone, and it was like a defining moment in the campaign. Was that the same thing when Newt Gingrich went after John King from CNN?
You know, Warren brings up an interesting point, actually, about the independents, and we're seeing hemorrhaging from both parties into the independent field. I think that's something that when he did make that comment with John King, it resonated with a handful of those independents and the people that are sick and tired of politics as usual and the liberal biased media kind of hammering him on social issues that don't necessarily
especially
need to come
Fox
out.
News liberal biased media, right?
Right.
All right, let's take a break here. We're going to hang on to you guys for another segment here on our next broadcast. Thanks all for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Have your wedding gown preserved for years to come. Bobby Page's, where quality and service matter.
Bobby Page's.
Look who benefits from Nevada Mining, because mining contributes to products that touch our lives every day. Sensors and airbags and smoke detectors. Lime, gypsum, and copper for construction. Lithium for our smartphones and hybrid car batteries. Gold for life-saving medical equipment. And computers wouldn't work without products from mining. Products used all over the world come from right here in Nevada. Mining supports Nevada's families and their dreams. Visit our website and learn more.
I think people understand that I'm a man of steadiness and constancy. I don't think you're going to find somebody who has more of those attributes than I do. I've been married to the same woman for 42 years. I've been in the same church my entire life. I worked at one company, Bain, for 25 years, and I left that to go off and help save the Olympic Games. If I'm president of the United States, I will be true to my family, to my faith, and to our country, and I will never apologize for the United States of America.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
In 1977, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours, 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice, 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism, 1 in 110. Ernie Else encourages you to learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
Introducing the all-new MyNews4.com. Check out our new, easy-to-navigate site with top local stories, full streaming newscasts, and brand-new helpful sections. Check out the all-new MyNews4.com today.
The Fact Finder team, only on News 4.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the boss of the Southern Nevada Water Authority, Pat Mulroy, will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.